When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Field Notes Brand, USA-made memo books and other products, including seasonal limited editions. Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a magical podcast from the magical land of Foon. Hey, I'm Arnie Niekamp. I'm your host. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is the deal. I'm from Chicago, my home earth. It's very far away. And
May I interrupt you here?
Yeah.
I'm noticing a lack of energy in your introduction this week.
It's just been, I don't know. I think it's just all kind of catching up with me a little bit. Like, I fell through a portal in a Burger King, and I'm trapped in this magical land here. And you guys are great, and I love doing this podcast, but I miss my home. I miss my wife. Mm-hmm. I miss my child.
In that order?
No, not. I know you make fun of me. I know that's your way of saying, like, we're good buds, but it just, like, I don't know. I've just been having a tough week. Just having a tough time. So, but you know, it's a big responsibility doing this podcast, letting the people of Earth know that there's another world, you know, barely grazing against my own, and that people of Earth need to know about this podcast, need to know about Foon, and need to know about the town of Hog's Face and the Vermilion Minotaur, where we do this podcast every week, and I interview crazy magical creatures and, you know, try to just distract myself from, you know, being completely gone from my wife.
And, right.
And her probably maybe not knowing what happened to me, thinking maybe I abandoned her.
You're lost and you have no purpose.
Yeah.
So perhaps it's time to put a sword in your hand and find your purpose again. Arnold, I believe you were sent here as a inspiration to all those people of Foon to take up arms against the Dark Lord and help me, Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin Hoogstangus, and I am known in Northeast as Gasmanus Maystar, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet.
Wow, Usador, that's the first time I've ever seen Arnie not say Hoobastank when you mentioned that part of your name.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the Hoobastank. I'm not, like, I don't, look, maybe I should read an email or something. Like, as I've said before, the firewall at the Burger King where I have the Wi-Fi signal it's very difficult for me to have access to. This is another thing that's frustrating. Like, I can't get much access to my world on the internet. But I did get an email that
perhaps no one's even listening to this show.
Don't say that. Why would you say that?
I'm just trying to point out the factual truth.
You would. It's very possible. I think maybe no one is. I mean, we have gotten very few emails at Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies. My only hope is that it's such a strange email address, which was all I could get, that maybe people don't think it's real. But it is. It's 100% real. And let me read. I only got one email this week. And it was actually from our website. It wasn't even an email. It's from Noah, I haven't read this. It says, I am finding fictional Arnie. I don't even know what that means. I am finding fictional Arnie really unlikable.
Yeah.
You really...
It doesn't seem like the you message quick, you wanted to receive this week.
No, and Trent, you were so quick to agree with that. Yeah, I feel like you said it in a supportive way, but...
It just came out. It was just like a, yeah, like, yeah. I can relate.
So Noah writes, I am finding fictional Arnie really unlikable. If I could find that portal, I would go through it just to tell him off in person.
Hmm.
I'm actually really interested in how Chunt and the wizard dude with a long name, Ganondorf, I think of Earth.
What do we think of Earth?
Stupid.
We don't know a ton. We know it's ruled by a Burger King in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm not...
And there's something called Pure Michigan. We know that. I heard you mention before Pure Michigan.
It's a really good campaign.
You're from Chicago.
Your wife's name is Sarah.
Guys, I just don't.
I'm
just going to go up to my room.
Oh, come on. We're in the middle of the show.
Have a drink.
No, we'll do the show again next week. I don't want any spiced potatoes.
Just because Noah hit the nail on the head doesn't mean you have to.
But first, Chunt, you are the problem.
Chunt's up with that?
Chunt's up with
that. Arnold.
All right, bye, guys.
Arnold, wait.
Arnie.
He's leaving. I don't know what to do. He may never get home. We don't know.
Ooh, they still brought a bowl of spiced potatoes.
Oh, let's eat those.
So you can see exactly how this goes. They talk on and on about various subjects of the day. I just wait here. And then at the end, when old drama has more or less drained from the room, I swing in and give everyone the names. I make up some Chicago personalities to convince everyone that it's some sort of dramatic production so that the real truth is not revealed.
The real truth is not reveal. I'm just writing all this down.
No, okay. That's good. That's good. Okay. And your diction is wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. And is ever improving. Ugh, could you flip that switch right behind you?
This one?
Yes. The one that's marked ambience. Yes, it does nothing. That's excellent, Trisha. You're making real progress.
Thank you for noticing.
This is an internship. That's what this is about.
It feels like more than that to me. It feels like the opportunity of a lifetime. I don't want to kiss your ass, but like this is just, I just get here every day and I pinch myself and I'm going on. Anyway, you were saying.
All right. You can take it down a notch. You won the contest. You are the intern
but
here.
But barely. I barely won. I won on a technicality.
What happened to that other young woman was an accident. And I want to reassure you, I'm happy that you're here. We'll never know what kind of an intern Lucy would have been. She's perished, so...
I know.
There's no reason to obsess over that now.
I just hear her screams at night.
I was wrong to record them, but such raw emotion, that's what I...
I just want to be able to be, ready in case everything fails.
Is there a thing that you're preparing for?
Well, yes. I mean, in many ways, the end of time and everything that we have become reliant on. Mm. I mean, what if we didn't have any of the equipment in this room? Mm. How would we get forward? How would we progress?
So, to speak as you are doing about the end of time, you've been in the purple room. You've looked at the dials in there.
Before I answer, I just want you to know that it wasn't purposeful.
Before I answer, I should say that you were expressly forbidden to enter the purple room.
See, I didn't know that.
In the paperwork that you signed when you agreed to the internship.
Yeah, I didn't read through all of that. I was really excited, and I was really sad about Lucy, and I skipped to page 19, and I signed. Mm.
Skipped to page 19?
Yes.
Out of all 54 pages.
Okay. I feel like I'm already in trouble. Am I in trouble?
It depends on what you did in the purple room. I'll just say that if you adjusted the red dial... Then we're in a bit of a no-going-back situation.
Okay, how do you define adjusted? Like...
I would say turning it, pushing it, certainly pulling it is going to immediately go at the top of the list. There's a small ridge halfway down the length of the dial. You know this because you've seen it. If you were to fit anything in there, that would absolutely be an adjustment. Turning the dials to the left and right of the red dial would have a small effect, gravitational, we know this.
Okay, what I didn't hear you say is
Falling into it. Yeah. Would be the final thing that would trigger. That's all right. That just means we may be rushing forward towards a Type 4 cataclysmic event. But your internship will still be the standard 9 months.
WWLD, what would Lucy do?
Don't I told you not... Oh, you were reading off of the crude bracelet you fashioned for yourself. After Lucy was found dead, you were sitting quietly on your bunk reading, and Lucy was crushed under her footlocker. And you said she crawled under her footlocker and died of old age.
Yes, that was my assessment. I just feel like there's a lack of trust already.
Do you know how much I've witnessed in this bunker? Do you have any idea of how much experience, earthly, foon-wise, 99 other dimensions I could rattle off right now if I wanted to, all of them just playing out before me? And I should mourn for this person? Oh,
well, yes.
Trisha.
She was here to give herself to this internship. And when she crawled under that footlocker and died of old age, I felt like you just... I mean, it was like nothing had happened.
Everything had happened.
Okay, see, when you speak that way, like in these cryptic, like bumper sticker style, like ways of saying stuff, that's going to... I just want to be honest. That's going to be confusing for me over these next 9 months.
All right. I hope we can just coexist.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
All right, let's break the ice a small amount. I'll show you something of neutral, enjoyable quality, which is the break room. We can enjoy a beverage and try to forget about the recent murder of your only competition for this internship.
Okay.
Do you like peanuts?
Yes.
Well, imagine a situation where they've become encased in delicious nougat. I won't say any more until you can see it for yourself.
Hello? Hello? If you can hear this, my name is Kern. For as long as I can remember, I've been orbiting around the Gressform galaxy. Luckily, my mental health is still fine, but I cannot say the same thing for my wife, Adina, who I constructed out of spare clothes and a space helmet. She's been acting really funny lately. I don't know what's going on. If you could send help, that would be great. Oh my god, oh my god, her head just fell off. Please send help. Please. Please send help right away.
When you're done with your small vessel that the beverage has been placed in, you simply put it on top of that machine over there and it'll just suck it in, turn it back into a reusable polymer.
And this sign that says, we are 0 days since our last workplace incident?
Exactly.
What? So, is that...
I simply reset it every morning to remind myself to seize the day.
Yeah, I just...
Do you know how Lucy came to be here? When I started shopping for interns. I said, I want either someone highly qualified, ruthless, intelligent, ambitious, or someone with a perfect smile. And here you are.
I'm going to pause you. Like, when you use the word shopping...
You're going to pause me? Do you have that power?
Yeah. Like, the word shopping, it's like a little demeaning. You know, like when you, I just want, like, if you could just pause and then look at things from my perspective.
I paused, I considered your perspective, and I think all my choices are correct. Do we now hit pause again so that we may continue onward?
I guess, again, getting back to the contract, did Lucy sign everything?
She didn't have a chance to. That was the final step of gaining this internship, was signing the contract, Trisha. So... Okay. She didn't have a chance to offer her perfect smile to the world.
Okay, so she was the one with the perfect
smile. One last time.
Because I didn't know if you were going to reveal, like, was I the ruthless, well-qualified one, or was I the one with the perfect smile?
I love this little chess game that we're playing. I think we both know who possessed the perfect smile. Could you please stop edging towards the purple room?
Was I? I didn't even...
Seem to just be so imperceptibly shuffling towards the purple room.
I have a nervous shuffle, and sometimes...
I have a small capsule that can help with that.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm not a fan of taking...
All right. I can leave it by your sleeping platform if you should ever desire to take it. It will give you terrifying dreams, though.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. What are the side effects?
Just unfettered truth. You'll dream of unfettered truth.
Which is terrifying.
It
so
can
I'm
be
pass.
Terrifying. What is the truth of your past? I would hate for you to fall asleep and have to relive Lucy's murder every night as you lay there on your sleeping platform, Trisha.
Is there something you want to accuse me of?
You murdered Lucy. Lucy had a perfect smile, and you murdered her. I'm living with a murderer in this space bunker. So I guess we're all learning to live with our choices today.
I feel as if, and I told myself I was not going to cry on
oh,
my first
human
day.
Tears. Where's my camera?
It's interesting that you should mention the camera, because I feel that if we could take a snapshot of this moment, we would see a woman who was encouraged, nay, convinced to eliminate her competition. And I don't necessarily think that the definition of that is murder.
So you don't think of it as murder. You think of it as doing whatever needed to be done to secure this internship?
Yes, I think of it as executing my job. And
executing Lucy. Admit your compliance with this terrible act.
And then what? Do I get more peanuts with Nougat?
Yes. All the peanuts with nougat you can imagine. Imagine an ocean of nougat interspersed with peanuts and one happy intern swimming amongst them.
Is my smile okay in this scenario?
It's fine. It's fine. Some people look a little tired when they smile. It's what makes Trish Trish.
Wait, hey, wait. What is that red light that's flashing over your shoulder? What does that mean?
That comes on when they're finished. That shouldn't be flashing for a while.
It's been flashing.
Wait, it's flashing now? How long has that been flashing?
Like,
did it just start flashing?
No, like really.
Right. Oh, sweet bags of almonds. They finished early. That doesn't make any sense. They usually have so much more rambling. You've been listening to the Magic Tavern. About, that thing that's not really happening, where that man is in that place and he's talking to lots of people, except they're actually just actors, so no need to get into it. We'll see you next time. Say hello to the Chicago pod... Hand me that index card.
Which one?
The other one. And that, no, that one's a recipe. Thank you. Look into the Chicago Podcast Cooperative or www.chicagopodcastcoop.com. I will see you soon and have a good night.
Take heart. Don't be fooled. All of this is real. The Mysterious Man is really the Mysterious Man and isn't just some actor named Tim Sniffin with a very funny Tumblr at mrsniffin.tumblr.com. And Trisha the intern is not Schadenfreude's Kate James. She's really Trisha, and she's dangerous in her own way. All of these truths were sponsored by Field Notes Brand as part of the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Beware. Stay watchful. There are more worlds than these.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.